Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found the 500th Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Nuclear Boy. Listening to the 70 Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Right, how are we saying this? We've been to this before. Is it Pete Berwick or Pete Berwick?
I'm saying Berwick.
You're saying Berwick. I'm saying Berwick. That's the English way of doing it. Hello to Pete Berwick, stroke Berwick. Sorry that I can never remember how to say your name. Fortunately, I enjoy listening to your great music. Originally from, originally from Illinois.
Okay.
I think. And that was a track called Nuclear Boy. What is Pete, oh Christ, Berwick or Berwick's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Pete Berwick.
No, it's facebook.com/Pete Berwick Band or Pete Berwick Band. I'm going to tie myself in knots here, Pete Berwick Berwick. Sorry about this. And it's PETEBERWICK Band. Pete Berwick Band. Pete Berwick Band. There you are. Poorly being the internet. 1-0. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay, cool.
This is quite exciting. This has come from Fred, our friend in Sweden.
Mm.
He's got not one but two jokes for us this week. If you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. As I say, that's what Fred did. And hello to Fred. How you doing? Hope you're enjoying your original sauce shower gel, if you've got any left. And he says, a husband and his wife had a bitter quarrel on the day of their 40th wedding anniversary. The husband yells, "When you die, I'm getting you a headstone that reads, 'Here lies my wife, cold as ever.' Yeah, she replies, when you die, I'm getting you a headstone that reads, here lies my husband, stiff at last. No, I haven't read this through, so this is first time around. So I went to a mixed religion convention. The Christian priest came, laid his hands on my hand and said, by the will of Jesus Christ, you will walk today. I smiled and told him I was not paralyzed. The rabbi came, laid his hands on my hand and said, by the will of God Almighty, you will walk today. I was less amused when I told him there was nothing wrong with me. The mullah came, took my hands and said, inshallah, you will walk today. I snapped at him, there's nothing wrong with me. The Buddhist monk came in, held my hand and said, by the will of the great Buddha, you will walk today. I rudely told him there was nothing wrong with me. After the sermons, I went outside and found my car had been stolen. Nice one, Fred. If you have a joke as good as that, and I hope you do, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and we'll read it out on the show. Right, so this is our 500th show, Tony.
It seems to be, yes.
It does. And we're not making a massive thing of it because we're going to make a big thing of our 10th anniversary. But I'm still really quite impressed with us.
Me too. And there's not many 500s going on in the podcasting world.
Well, no. There aren't actually many at all, because not many people are as stupid as we are to keep the things going. This is also, this week, it's a music clout special. So all the songs bar one have been chosen via this thing called music clout that bands sign up to want to be put forward to certain radio stations. We are one of them. And then music clout send us a list of bands that put us forward. Earlier in April, they sent us a list of 59 songs, which I listened through today and picked out my favourite 8. And we've got our bonus from the vaults, and what a from the vaults it is on this show, Tony. So next up is, and they're from all over the place. So we had one from the US just now. Now we've got all the way from Budapest, Tony.
Wow.
We've got some sort of, I don't know what we're calling this, sort of gypsy punk, but kind of, it's got an Irish twist to it. It's a bit Pogsy. It's a bit that sort of thing. It's like, it's good. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
The band are called Firkin. What is Firkin's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Firkin?
It is indeed, F-A-R-K-I-N. ReverbNation.com/Firkin. And all the way from Budapest via some raggle-taggle gypsy nonsense and a big slice of punk rock, this is Tony and the Internet One, Paulie One, Paulie B and the Internet One. I'm making a right mess of it this week. I must be excited about the 500. This is Parasite's Lust.
From the gust that you drift on towards the promise, no man's land, and taste the smile from the faces that are far above you, and don't pretend to please. Ring the bell, do the job, pray to God and hope. Fight the war for the beast, you're the prey on the rope. Live the life of parasites, and security is all you'll need for two. Never felt to the God the dreams that you never meant to reach. Are the colors you're behind, you can make it. With your back to the light till you break it. Free your mind as you're told, and behave like a loved one who fails to have a choice. Heard to think on the brim of your fainting soul, near the hands of your failing dreams on the wall. Take the phone, call 911 if you're fool enough to think that catch you.
Until you die and finally realize. that you fucking drift on towards the promised no man's land. And get the phone and call 911 if you're fool enough to finally catch your soul.
Never to God the dream that you never meant to reach. All the colors of your future are fading out of bleach. Pinch your fist to do the same, you'll live or not alive. That is what you're taught for fame, you're supposed to call it life until you die. I'll finally realize your life is on the run. Only behind is only ice kept in the sun. Wear and tear your way, get back to life a hell of fun. Have no choice but see the truth, you'll never be the one, the one, the one.
Snickerdoodles.
Find me a love lonely girl on Facebook. I'm gonna find me a love lonely girl on Facebook. She's gonna give me all the loving and bring me back the hugging that you took. I'm gonna find me a rock and roll girl on Facebook. I'm gonna find me a rock and roll girl on Facebook. She's gonna dance with me forever and leave me never ever. Just you look on Facebook. Yeah, beep, pop, Luna, baby, what I say. Long toss salad, that'll be the day. Great bonfire, heartbreak hotel. That's where she make me feel so well. I'm gonna find me a hippie gold girl on Facebook. I'm gonna find me a hippie gold chick on Facebook. She's gonna send me a bunch of flowers and chat with me for hours like you should on Facebook.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was an artist called TM from Karachi, Pakistan. I believe our first Pakistani song on the show, Tony.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And that was a track called Facebook. Before that, you heard Firkin and Power Sights Lost, which is a play on words. It's a play on Paradise Lost, the famous Milton Long poem. And well done them, because I'm very impressed with when a band do something in their second language and manage to do a play on words in that language. Very clever. Well done, Firkin. And well done to TM as well, who is a Pakistani pop star. Mm. But that wasn't so pop. That was like, that was a different kind of song, a little bit indie there. I enjoyed that. Tackle Facebook. What is TM's website?
TM.com. No, that's not, is it?
Well, you took yourself.
I did, yeah.
It's T-E-E. Dash or hyphen t-m.com. So very near. Probably been in set two, Tony One. And you can find out all about TM on there. It's a very, very good website. I had a look around it this afternoon. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No, no, not the 5 minutes show.
Right, you go for it, young man.
Thank you very much. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. Just, you know, get social, use the network and all that stuff. Facebook, eh? It's great. There are three. this week. Relatively about a 500 of the show. Fred Johnson's been in touch again.
Hello, Fred.
Who says, hey, PNT, congrats on your 500th show. I would have left a voice message on the Hear Me Out app if the iTunes App Store would let me search and install it, but no such luck. Here's 500 more. Cheers, Fred.
So does that mean that Hear Me Out isn't working very well on Apple software?
I wonder. Well, I use it on Apple and it's fine. Right. It might be something to do with where he is. I don't know if they've rolled it out to that area. But hearmeoutapp.com, that's got the links for the iTunes and the Android versions. Try it, but do let us know if you can't get on. I can always, you know, I can just get in touch with them, because, you know, yeah, I'm in with them like that.
You're friendly with Hear Me Out, aren't you?
Yeah, I can get all technical with them. I can talk the tech.
Yeah.
But thanks, Fred. Thanks for trying as well. Graham Holland's been in touch.
Hi, Graham!
Yeah, he says, Gooper Gooper, I really enjoy the music on Funky Radio Show 499. It's nothing but not formal. Looking forward to having my comment read out on Show 500. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Sing it again, Scouse.
Facebook, tra-la-la. La. There you go. Well, that's Graham Holland. Thank you very much, Graham.
Thank you very much, Graham.
And finally, one from Mark Crossland.
Are you? Hello, Mark. Yeah, Bard.
Show 499. Can it be surpassed? Best intro to a song. Great rockabilly. We wait 500 with bated breath. And yes, it is a great stick. Thank you, Bard.
You'll have to listen to last week's show to get that, but thank you very much indeed, Bard.
That's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Excellent.
I'll never tire of that.
No, not at all.
I'll never tire of that. Right, we're going to play next song now, sir.
Okay.
Now, this band, I'm going to give you out a Facebook page for this band, but I'm not sure whether it is the right one. I think it is. I was trying to find out. There's more than one band called Pandemonia. I think this is the ones that we should be playing, and they're from Las Vegas. And this is a great song. It's real. It's got a real sort of garbage feel to it. Do you remember Garbage?
Yeah.
Got a sort of garbage feel to it. After we've played this, we're going to be playing out an interview that I did with my mate Phil this morning. I might have mentioned last week that I was... something I was doing this week, which was last night or yesterday afternoon, I went to stay with Phil, who is a stand-up comic, in an ambulance that he lives in on a nudist camp.
Right.
I know. So you'll hear the interview after that and then the song straight after it, so you won't be hearing from us for a while. But right now, what is the Pandemonia? I think it is Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Pandemonia.
Facebook.com/PandemoniaLV, as in Las Vegas. Fans do that. And I did give you a clue with Las Vegas, but you didn't pick up on
it. Did, so you are a trickster.
I am a trickster. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 1. In fact, Tony, I'm the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
So it's not every day that a man can say, I've woken up in an ambulance with a comedian on a nudist camp. But that's exactly what's happened. I'm joined now by my mate, stand-up comic called Phil Butler. Phil, how did you come to get an ambulance?
It was originally owned by a guy called Hippie Paul. And I would go to parties at my friend Pete Matthews' house. Pete Matthews is a juggler, and Hippie Paul would always be there with his ambulance. And I loved the ambulance so much that I said to Hippie Paul, "If when you die, can I have your ambulance?" And he said that he was going to sell it. So I said, "Well, if you want to sell it to me." Because I loved it. So it's such a lovely little space. It's a lovely little place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I stayed in there last night and we found a way to make it a two-man operation without it being weird. it was cheap, wasn't it? How much was it?
1,700 quid.
So you basically got a house for 1,700 quid that you can drive to move.
Yes.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, there's a double bed in the back there, and which we didn't use. We split the double bed in half.
Although, as listeners know, I do like going on holiday with men. This is no different. So anyway, so you've got the ambulance,
yes,
and you want somewhere where we can have a permanent home.
Yes.
So of all the places you could possibly go, how have you ended up on a nudist camp by the M25?
Well, I did it as an adventure last year. I just sat in the ambulance and I was going from place to place in the ambulance last year. And I thought, right, I'm going to go to a nudist camp and try that out and just for a laugh, see what happens. So I came over last year and I enjoyed it. And it's a lovely place and they're such nice people. It's a beautiful community. And I looked at the tariffs last year and thought, well, it's quite reasonable,
It's unbelievably cheap.
It's unbelievably reasonable. If you wanted to come here just for the day, it's 15 quid for just Joe Public to come here. 15 quid for the day, and they can enjoy the swimming pool and the gym and the sauna and the
bar. But you have to be naked to use the facilities.
Yes, you have to be naked.
So how did you find that when you first came here? I take it you hadn't been a naturist before.
No, I hadn't. No, it was just one of those things that I thought I'd try. I'm roaming around in the ambulance looking for adventures, and so that was my next adventure, to come to a nudist resort.
Now this place is called Spielplatz, and there was a Channel 4 documentary about it last year.
They were filming that when I was here last year.
They filmed it when you arrived, didn't they? So you missed the showbiz. You walked in and immediately someone says, can I film you?
That's right.
And you chose not to be filmed.
Yeah, I got my kit off straight away as soon as I got here. And then they arrived at the back of the ambulance and said, we're Channel 4, we're doing a documentary. And is this your ambulance? Yes. How long you had it? Oh, about a month, 2 months. Really? What do you do for a living? I'm a stand-up comedian. They go, oh, really? Yeah. Have you ever done, naturism before? No. I decided to do it 15 minutes ago. So check.
Straight in. And then they said, so is it all right if we film you? And you said,
no.
Now, what I discovered yesterday is that naturists have some things to concern themselves with that other people don't, which led to us going to Asda for you to buy some flip-flops. Now, why was that?
Well, I've been going to the shower in my slippers, and I just think it looks a bit weird, a naked man in slippers. It's a weird thing being here, because everybody's naked. If it's a sunny day, everybody is naked, and it's weird to be in clothes around them.
But what you've said there is an interesting thing. It's weather permitting, naturism.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's weather permitting.
Yeah.
So people get you're a naturist on the inside as well as the outside, so when the weather's not good, people are clothed and it's as normal, but they're just a very nice bunch of people.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Just they're a certain type of people. I don't know, I think you've got to be a bit outgoing in order to do it. And I just think it's a really beautiful community. And it's gated as well. It's like its own little world.
Yeah, it's secret.
It's a secret place.
It seems like a secret magical place.
It is. Yeah.
And everyone here seems to be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Do you think you're here for the long term, or is this a phase you're going through?
Definitely here for the
long term. Well, in that case then, now that you have fully converted, I think we should play a song from the vaults. What's it going
to
be?
Well, it's got to be a Naughty Nigel by the Highliners.
Brilliant. Cheers, Rob.
Cheers.
He's got his pants down. Go! Well, own old teenage, he doesn't think twice.
Don't think twice.
He knows what to do to feel very nice.
Feel very nice.
Well, off he's on, and that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Clothes are drag, Knight says that.
It's
naughty Knight. Naughty Nigel. It's naughty Knight. Naughty Nigel. Well, that naughty Nigel, he's got his pants down again. Well, walk in the woods and what do you see?
What do you see? What do you see?
A naked bird and a naked bee.
A naked bird, a naked bee.
Well, Nigel goes naked when he's out.
When he's out, when he's out.
Nigel is swimming with a naked trout.
Naked trout, naked.
It's naughty Nigel. It's naughty Nigel. It's naughty Nigel. Naughty Nigel. Well, that naughty Nigel, he's got his pants down again. They tried to put the clothes on him, but Nye says, no, allergic skin. And then he put them on, but it's just for a tease. And he pulled his pants down to his knees. Oh. It's naughty Nye. It's naughty Nigel. It's naughty Nye. Pants down again. Well, that naughty Nigel, he's got his pants down again. Well, that naughty Nigel, he's got his pants down again.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I tell you what, that Phil, you know, he's got his pants down again. That was Naughty Nigel by the Highliners. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/The Highliners.
Facebook.com/pages/The-Highliners/1476695620465 And why is that, Tony?
They haven't said default URL.
It's a default URL. Come on, Luke. I know the Highliners. Come on, Luke. You're good at the internet and all that. Sort yourselves out a proper page. Anyway, that was from the vaults, and I hope you enjoyed Phil's introduction to it and that interview with Phil, who is a thoroughly nice man.
Good.
He's a thoroughly nice man. Speaking of thoroughly nice men, it's over to you, Tony. Is it time for Gig Guide?
It is.
In that case, then, it's Tony's International Gig Guide
500th show. Yep. Another few week gigs at the old Toll Bar. It's on Holloway Road now, don't forget. It's been there long enough, I'm not going to keep reminding you.
Stop that now.
Nah. So Sunday night, there's an open mic night. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. So this Thursday, George Ogilvy, Bess Atwell, and Jameson J. It's a crazy Thursday night, anything can happen. What do you think?
Fiver.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night, The Feathers, Lois and the Love, The Uppercuts, Shocks of Mighty. It's a London calling night.
It's got the seal of approval, and I'm calling that £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, The Graphic, 261s, Idle Hour, and Gears. So Saturday night, looks like it's an EP launch. How much do you think?
Oh, you give me a clue there.
Did I?
Free entry.
Fiver.
Oh, 565 across the road and down the road from the Beast. We haven't heard from the Beast.
No.
About time we heard from the Beast. Anyway, for the time being, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 500.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this track after we've heard it. This is Billy Stark Stone with Rico Blythe and Revolution Rerun, all the way from New York City.
Kings and queens and presidents, they all come and go. Besides this fifth prime minister's a dog and pony show. Round and round she goes, where she lands nobody knows. The emperor, despite the polls, he's still insisting that he's wearing clothes. There's nothing new beneath the sun, yeah. Everything is said and done. Revolution, a revolution rerun. Marxist rebel t-shirts, a radical statement not. When you're surfing down the Bowery on a Bonzi coup d'etat, gorillas with guitars and drum machine guns, you know that shopping while you're dressed in camouflage isn't fooling anyone. There's nothing new beneath the sun, yeah. Everything has been said and done. Revolution, a revolution, rerun now. They say those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat. I said those who don't learn from history are the smell of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd. If all is vanity, then I start crying out loud. There's nothing new beneath the sun. Everything has been said and done. There's nothing new beneath the sun. Everything has been said and done. Revolution, a revolutionary run now. Revolution. Revolution, rerun. Revolution, a rerun.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Billy Stark Stone with Rico Blythe and a track called Revolution Rerun. That's a little bit unusual, isn't it? Yes, it is.
It is.
However, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Billy Stark Stone.
Facebook.com/pages/Billy-Stark-Stone-W-Rico-Blythe/1517116675198603. And why is that, Tony?
Don't say default URL.
That might be the longest Facebook one we've ever done as well. Yeah. So Billy Stark Stone, excellent work as a recording artist. Sort out your Facebook. That probably makes it probably be in internet 5, Tony 1, doesn't it?
You know, it feels that way, yeah.
It does feel that way, yeah. Anyway, maybe you can make up for this by telling me what you're doing this week.
No, largely working as per usual and getting a few things sorted out with the quotations for the house.
Okay. What do you mean quotations for the house?
Decorating, sorry.
Oh, Christ, I thought you were moving.
Nah, we're getting the decorators in.
Yeah, I thought that would be ridiculous. Well, my mate Steve's moved into his new pub. He was hoping to open it on Wednesday this week, but it looks like it's going to be held off till next week. If you are in the Burton Latimer area of North Ants, the pub is called the Duke's Arms and will be opening very soon. And I'm going to be up there at least once a fortnight doing some sort of a music night. So if you are in the North Ants area and you're a listener, it'd be nice to see you.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be going up there this week, probably Thursday. And then on Friday night, I've got a gig in Sutton Coldfield at school.
Okay.
I don't think it's for the kids. I think it's for the parents.
Right, okay.
I'm hoping it's for the parents. They booked me for 20 minutes to close, and I'm on about 10 o'clock at night. So it's a bit late for children, isn't it?
A little bit.
I think it'll be parents, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm really doing this week, helping him with the pub. I'm having a week like you. I've got a day's work, and I'm helping Steve with the pub.
Yep.
Might be doing one or two other things as well. I might be visiting hell to see an angel. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I've just thought of that. How about that?
I laugh because I know what you mean.
I've welled up. Let's get on with the next song before I fall apart. And I'm going to tell you about this now as well. This is a band called Johnny Hatch and the Lost Disciples from Regina, Saskatchewan. I believe our first Regina as well.
Blimey.
Yeah, I'm calling it Regina. We're not calling it Regina, are we? We're calling it Regina.
Yeah.
Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, of course. We've got stuff from all over the world. Thank you, Music Clout. By the way, I will just say it's musicclout.com, should any of you bands want to sign up to that. It's a very, very good idea. You do get listened to. It's not one of these wasted things. You do get listened to. They do sort out the stuff they think is most suitable for shows, and we hear it, and we pick it as we've done this week. We've got a whole show from it, so it's definitely worth doing. One day, some of these people are going to pay us money. Anyway, that's what Johnny Hatch and the Lost Disciples did. Stay tuned, by the way. There's two tracks in a row here. Stay tuned for Jesus Wah. We'll talk about them in a bit. But right now, what is Johnny Hatch and the Lost Disciples Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Johnny Hatch.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably being in Internet 5, and this is Surf Japan.
On the duvet of society.
No me hiciste caso de no comportarte así. Ahora date cuenta que tienes que decidir.
comparar con tus andadas o tus errores repetir. Cuando sufras consecuencias puedes venirme a llorar a mí. Andas por la vida sin tener una noción. A veces creo que solo quieres llamar la atención. Si por dentro algo te come, déjalo salir. Con cualquier problema que me vengan a buscar a mí. A mí las preguntas, a mí los reclamos, a mí las promesas, a mí los milagros regresarán. Fuego juegas, te vas a consumir. No me digas nada si no sabes qué decir. Ha llegado el día, no lo voy a dejar ir. Voy a recoger lo que me pertenece a mí. A mí las preguntas, a mí los rechazos, a mí las promesas, a mí los milagros regresarán. No te desesperes ni tengas confusión. Calma tu mente y pon atención. No es una sorpresa que todo salga así. Lo que yo no entiendo es que me culpes a mí. Te escondes y tienes mucho temor. Te metes de todo, adormeces tu dolor. Sigue mi consejo de empacar tu maletín. Date a la fuga y enterrame lo demás a mí.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Jesus War. Jesus War. It's Jesus and then W-A-R-R on a track called Are Me. And they're from Monterrey. Now, is that Monterrey, Mexico? It could be.
Well, I don't know.
I think there's a Monterrey in Mexico. I'm thinking. I haven't checked well enough there. I think Monterrey is a big... It might be an industrial city in Mexico. Anyway, I've got confused as to which Monterrey this is. I think there's a Monterrey in the US as well, but I don't think they're from there. I think they are Central American, and I'm going to go Mexico there. We'll find out if we're wrong, won't we? Normally, bands don't say anything when we get it right, and they quickly tell us when we get it wrong.
Exactly.
Seems to be the way. Anyway, Jesus, what a great track. Enjoyed that very much. I don't know whether we'll be playing more material from these bands in future weeks. It'll depend on whether they get in touch with us and offer us more, because we just get offered one track each from Music Cloud. So if they've enjoyed the show and they want to be on more, they'll send us more. If there's one you like, let us know. Not you, Tony, obviously.
Obviously.
One of you people listening out there in punk land for our 500th show, which I'm very proud of, even though I'm making a mess of it this week. Have you... Oh, sorry, what is Jesus War or Jesus War's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/JesusWar.
No, Facebook.com/WarJesus. It sounds like there might be Geordies. It's War Jesus. WARR Jesus. It's probably actually Jesus War, isn't it? I've just thought there.
Ah.
Rather than Jesus, I'd probably call him Jesus War. Who knows? Anyway. You were wrong again, which makes it, what, poorly the internet... 6-2,
yeah.
6-2, unbeatable this week. Have you got a twat?
Kinda yes, yes, kinda yes. Thanks for your twats. Don't forget, please do email me with your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Now the sun's out, I'm sure the twats will still come out with it. So bring it, yeah, email me.
Yeah, we should get some nice burnt twat.
Exactly.
In this country.
Rem's been in touch.
Who has?
Rem from Marin.
Hello, Rem.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tony and Paul, on your 500th Punky episode.
Tony and Paul?
I know. Get that, eh? And he emailed me.
I think you mean Paul and Tony. I know I'm just the sidekick on this show, Tony, it's all right. Yeah.
I hope you have many more podcast episodes. Thank you for the new music and the bands that you two have turned me on to.
Excellent.
Yeah. If you need a twat for the week, which we do, how about Nigel Farage? And he references the fact that some Polish prince wants to cut Nigel down with a sword.
Cripes.
Well, there you go. Was in the news apparently recently. I never knew about. But so, cheers, Rem. That's the only thing I've got. And, you know.
Well, if you're an international listener unfamiliar with the politics of the United Kingdom, Rem clearly keeps in touch with stuff, is Nigel Farage, or as I like to call him, Nigel Farage,
nice.
Is the head of the UK Independence Party and has got a French name. Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
French name, German wife.
And what?
French name, German wife.
French name, German wife. I know. It's amazing he doesn't want more people to come to this country. he's a quite unbelievable character, but he's popular. He's popular. People like him, don't they?
Because he's positioned himself as it's them, isn't it? It's me and the other politicians.
Yeah, he's positioned himself as a bloke who likes a pint.
Yeah.
Which is why in Thanet, Al Murray, the pub landlord, is standing against him as a bloke who really likes a pint, and it's hilarious, and you should follow Al Murray. Anyway, perfectly justified, you go for it.
So, Nigel Farage, for being Nigel Farage, from somewhere in the UK,
is a twat. Look at that, 500 twat had a political edge.
Who would have thought it?
That's very nice. Do keep your twats coming in, political or otherwise. We do like a twat.
We do.
So, last track this week on our 500 show, Tony, is a cover version.
Ooh.
Now, this is someone, again, I'm hoping I get the name right. This is Jano Zanzi. Might be Jano Zanzi, but I'm saying Jano Zanzi. All the way from Uruguay, Tony.
Blimey.
Quite a show this week. Truly international. And this cover version, it's down as being a Soft Cell cover version, but that doesn't take into the fact that it was Soft Cell covered this song. This right. song was originally done by Gloria Jones, who was interesting not only because she did a fantastic original version of this song, but she was also Mark Bolan's girlfriend or wife, and she was in the car with him when Mark Bolan died.
Alright, didn't know.
There you go, little piece of information for you. And her original version of Take Your Love, in my opinion, far and away the best. This one's a bit more the Marilyn Manson. I've given away the song. This one's more the Marilyn Manson oeuvre.
Right.
But I think you'll like it anyway, Tony. Let's see what you think of a Uruguayan Tainted Love, the like of which we've never heard before. What is Jano Zanzi's SoundCloud page?
JanoZanzi.soundcloud.com.
SoundCloud.com/JanoZanzi Music. Paulie B and Internet 7, Tony 2. This week, man, this has been Tainted Love.
Run away, I've got to get away.
that's about it for this week, or is it? Because, Tony, I believe you've got another gig to tell us about. Just go for it.
Yep, so this Thursday, it's another one for my Graham. So this Thursday, it's the free rock and roll gig, Sound Food and Drink at Duke Street in Liverpool. The Stags, Pardoners, then Turbulent 3. It's 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. first band, and it's free.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And it is. Punky radio.
It is.
It is. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to the internet stations that carries online. Thanks to all the support and help we've had from bands, listeners and labels alike down the years. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu.
Apu.
If I want to cook something, there's the microwave. If I want to turn the light on, there's the lamp. If I want some water, there's the water dispenser. You know, here's the bed, there's the bin, there's the cooker. It's all reachable.